Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I'm going to take you guys on a journey with me right now and with the show. And if you're listening to this or watching this on Facebook, we do feel like you're like a second level, like you're deeper with us, and we appreciate that. So we do reveal a lot of things on the post show that, not that we don't want to reveal on the radio show, but it's just like we only have a certain amount of time, so we don't get in the weeds that much. We just want to entertain you, hit you with it, get out, right? Here, I can actually say what's happening with some stuff. So we did talk about on the show today, we had to send somebody to get Richard Marx. Now, we just finished the interview. It won't air till next week. You'll hear some of the stuff that happened before and after, but we just want to give you an idea of what's happened in the past hour because it's freaking hilarious. So Richard Marx, for example, a massive star in the 80s, play Right Here Waiting. Wherever you go. So we first have a line of communication. Because Abby sings his song on Instagram stories. We message him. Say, hey, will you critique her singing it? He comes on. He's hilarious. We do a little cartoon of me and him talking. We post it a bit. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in town. Abby messages him again. Hey, will you come up and do the show? He doesn't really need to promote anything. But he's like, why not?
So him and Abby buds? Like, buds?
Is Abby in there? Yeah. Abby, have you guys spoken at all since the last bit?
No.
Okay.
So you don't I think we are good buds, though.
But you don't, like, hit them up and be like, that's a funny video.
No, but I might. You never know.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. He's cool, though.
He's super cool.
Yeah.
Right? So Abby's like, will you come up? And he just said yes. Or who answered the DM?
So I actually emailed his manager that I was talking to last time. And I was like, hey, is he going to be in town? And he was like, he actually is. And I was like, okay, do you think he'll come down? And
the day before his show, too. The day before.
Yes,
in the morning.
Even the day before. So.
And how long until they said yes?
I mean, it was immediate. Their whole team is amazing. Like, they are on it.
So they say, yeah, cool. And so the question is, how does he get here? He doesn't live here. And most people that come in live here. And so they just drive their own car or they have a label. But Richard Marx is like, his manager's like, hey, will you send a car to get him? We don't have a car to get him. So Abby was like, I'll just pay for an Uber Black, which is going to be nice. And that's very nice of you to say you were going to pay for that because we all know the company ain't paying for crap.
Yeah.
So instead of that, I'm like, no. And this was on the air this morning. We had this conversation. Let's just send him. We debated whose car. There were a few good choices. In the end, we sent my car with our driver, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
And why did we pick him?
I don't know. He wanted to do it. Okay. He wanted to drive my car.
Okay. See, he wanted to. Yeah. That's important here.
So Richard Marx comes in, and it's an excellent interview. And he's got a guitar, and he's playing, and we're about to wrap up the interview, which you won't be able to hear the whole interview on the radio show. We'll probably, it's 45, 50 minutes. We'll probably end up just putting it up, the whole thing up as a Bobbycast. Don't you think? As like the whole thing. But we'll play some of it here on the show when he's performing and stuff. And he's like, well, let me bring up this driving situation. He goes, first they said there's going to be an Uber. And then they're like, never mind. Then we're going to send Abby and Alexis. And I don't know how Abby or Lexus. I don't think anybody here has that.
Interesting.
Does anybody have a Lexus that works here?
No.
I don't.
Oh, Abby drives a Lexus?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to get them in your car?
Yeah.
You have a Lexus?
I brought my nice car because I still have my Camry or...
Hold on, wait a minute. You have
two cars?
You have multiple cars?
Wait, yes. That's why I'm confused. I normally only see her in the Camry.
I thought the Lexus was like him just getting confused about something.
No, I brought my nice car today.
So how do you have two cars?
I had an impulse buy about 5 years ago. I was like, I want something really nice.
And you didn't trade your other car in?
No, I mean, it's an 06, so it has a ton of miles.
Let me ask you a question. Are you secretly, do your family have money?
No. I'm just good with my money, I guess. But I just wanted like a reliable, nice car, and so.
So you were gonna go get him in the Lexus?
Yeah.
I thought that was a misunderstanding, didn't you guys?
Yeah.
The Lexus thing. I didn't know Abby had multiple cars there.
What the?
I mean, it's just. It's my backup that I wouldn't get any money for it.
Your backup is a Lexus?
No, my other car.
You have a backup.
Because I wouldn't get anything for my old car.
If you were to sell your car.
Yes, it's an 06. It has like 200,000 miles. My first car. Yeah, my Camry.
Does have? How funny if her car had more than his.
Oh my God, wow.
We got a commercial for her.
You'd hate that.
No, so it's probably not exactly reliable. So
got it.
I just kept it when I got my new car in case, you know, because I'm not going to get any money for it.
So then it went from Uber to Abby's Lexus to my car, and he's bringing it up, and he goes, and he even says Lunchbox's real name, which you can find. It's easy. We don't, whatever. And he's just laughing about it because he keeps going from one car to the next. And then we finish the show, but Lunchbox never looks at him.
And he wanted to do this.
Ever. He's the one who asked to do it.
I want to drive Richard Marks.
He didn't look at him. He didn't say a word. He didn't even raise his head up to not just look at, but look in his general direction. It's like he was hiding from him. So it's over, and Lunchbox has his headphones on. He's not moving for some reason. And Richard Marks is walking out, and so I was like, Lunchbox, you got to take him back. And he's like, I do? What's he going to do? So Lunchbox is gone right now.
Yeah, and I'm so curious what that ride's
like. Me too.
So curious.
Because it's not a theater. The Symphony Center.
Symphony, yeah.
It's not that far away.
No, it's downtown.
Would you text him and to see about an ETA?
Well, he did say he wanted to take him kind of around Broadway.
Can you imagine if he gets a sightseeing tour with him?
No.
Taking him to some celebrity houses, he said.
Oh, my God.
No.
I would love for him to get back during this to hear what's going on, and then you guys can hear the whole bit next week when we air it.
This used to be George Jones's house right here on the left, him and Tammy.
I saw Sam Hunt over here. Uh-huh.
I saw Sam and his wife walking their dog, but nobody even knew they were back together.
Faith Hill shops. She grocery shops right in there.
So, Nicole Kidman's filming a movie right here.
It's just funny because he wanted to do it. And people will go, why do you guys pick on Lunchbox? No, he wanted to do it. He was begging us to do it. And then he just reacts so weirdly once he gets to do it. So
I wonder if the ride to pick him up and bring him here was so awkward that he didn't want to relive that again. What did he
say? Yeah, what if Richard Marks is like, I hate doing this show. I saw all about these guys.
What if Lunchbox was just driving so badly that Richard Marks was like, hey, watch out. What are you doing?
If he gets back in the next few, we'll definitely get the debrief. Are you texting him, Scuba?
Yeah, just hit him up. He's
hopefully
driving.
So. Yeah, huh?
Probably driving.
So yeah, hopefully he doesn't text while driving.
Yeah. We'll find out.
It's too funny.
So that's been what's happening here. That's very funny. And that's the deal. Okay. Everybody good there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do it. And then it just turned so sour.
But, you know, as far as the eye contact thing, it's really weird. When we have guests in here, he won't make eye contact with them. While they're just talking, I mean, especially when they're playing music, he will not look up and watch them play music. So I see him on his computer, and he gets on websites, and he just scrolls up and scrolls down. Scrolls up and scrolls
down. So it's like just looking busy?
Trying to stay busy because he doesn't want to make eye contact with the artist.
Is this why if he doesn't have a crossword?
Why doesn't he go to multiple websites then?
Because he's just doing busy work. He's not even reading the article. It's probably an article he already read, but he's just kind of circling, moving the mouse up and down.
What do you think's happening with him in that situation?
I feel like he's always been like that.
Oh, yeah, he's that way with, like, if our boss Julie is here, he'll be talking to her, but he's not looking at her.
When we're having real, like, deep conversations. And
he's 5 minutes out? Okay.
And he's arguing with me? Like, arguing with me, he looks at Amy to argue with me. It's very strange.
I always feel like he's trying to get me to agree.
Watch that next time.
It does happen.
What do you think's happening?
I don't know. It's got to be hereditary.
Because it's...
or it's a socially awkward thing.
But he's like the... He claims to be the least socially awkward person. He just hooks up and parties.
Yeah.
All...
Mr. Social.
And then...
Life of the party, he says.
Yeah. He'll come in and be like, that ain't true.
I mean, it was one of the first things that when I first joined the show way back in the day.
You noticed that?
No, it wasn't even really me, but whenever Ben met him for the first time, that's one of the first things he said. Like, he's like, what? He's like, that he doesn't, what guy doesn't look another guy in the face? Like,
I remember that.
It was sort of
what
a.
What guy doesn't look another guy in the eyes? I remember that.
Yeah.
I do.
Guys, I just had a discovery.
What?
Remember his feud? The feud was you never look a man in the eyes.
What feud?
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Lunchbox has beef. Remember he has... We talked about this. Who's your enemy? Are you sick?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Were you sick that day or no?
I think you were here because you had
She was here?
She was here, yeah. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Hers was...
Yeah.
Yours was
yeah. Video you tried to make was... some... Huh?
No, I didn't try to make something up. You...
You had one.
You had one. And we remember it. And don't try to deny what's happened. Don't be a denier. Okay?
It was, Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And you know who it was. And we're only not saying it because we're being...
No, Amy, you had one.
You did. Do you want me to say who it is?
No.
Do you know who it was?
No.
You don't? Okay, hold on right again.
Okay.
Don't show me on camera.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's me.
You're going to go, oh.
I'm on so much medicine.
You're going to go, oh, and then you're going to go like, oh, not really, but then you're going to get it.
Oh, no.
I told you guys.
Wow,
I told you what she was going to do. Didn't I tell you what she was going to do?
That was spot on.
Yeah. That is not.
Yeah, you didn't show that camera, right?
I did not.
Okay,
there's no
fear. And there's another one.
It's not real.
Oh, hold on.
No.
Get me off camera.
I bet I know what you're going to say, and it's not. It's totally not. Let me see.
And people blame me for this one, but it's you.
Interesting.
Here we go. I'm off camera?
Yeah.
You swear to God?
Yes. Why would I lie to you?
Yes, I knew you were going to write that. It's not.
Is that real?
And no! People blame. Hey,
it is not real.
Here's the thing.
Amy.
People blame me for that one.
Why?
Because if any of you guys, regardless of what's happening, even on the air. We get into a fight on the air.
I feel like that one's a misunderstanding.
We're all at each other on the air. It's on the air. Because if we lived our lives, sometimes like we get into it on the air, we couldn't work together as a team. We just couldn't work together. I wouldn't have it. I would just cut whomever. That being said, on the air, we do get into it sometimes. But I still, if you're beefing with somebody, I'm beefing with them. Period. Eddie has a problem with somebody, they're mean to him. I got a problem with that person because I got a problem with Eddie.
I'm in too.
Amy's got a problem with somebody. I got a problem with them because I got a problem with Amy. Same thing with Lunchbox. They got a problem with Lunchbox. They got a problem with me. That's, we're all in this together. Now, since
you
Amy
move
had,
on from those. They're fun. They're not.
This one I haven't.
Yeah, what? Amy, why? Is it? It's
a, I haven't booked this person because
I know, it's
of
a
you.
Misunderstanding.
Nope.
It's a, okay.
And you know it's true.
Ooh,
I love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's why I haven't, but girl. People think that I have this issue and I don't.
Okay. I don't either.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We can... No.
What's the deal with beef? Do you eat it? Or is it a feud?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. So, yeah, Amy's got a couple.
I got to talk to you about that
no,
one.
I don't.
Who, me?
No, Amy. I want to know.
Yeah, it's
that
a good one.
One.
It's a good one.
Okay. It's not.
Okay. This college bowling assistant coach got fired. This story, it's the story. And if there weren't so many... We spent a bunch of time today talking about the submarine. This was the next one up.
Okay, I don't even know it. So, do tell.
An assistant woman's bowling coach at Stephen F. Austin University.
Lumberjacks.
Hey. Isn't that where you went?
No, Sammy's the state. They're the rival.
Yeah, two different dudes. But
I went to SFA High School.
So the assistant woman's bowling coach, his wife is the head coach. Head coach, wife, assistant coach, husband.
Mm-hmm.
He had an affair with a member of the team.
The bowling team.
Mm-hmm.
He was the assistant coach of that his wife's the head coach of. His name is Steve. He was married to the head coach. He resigned from the program. He said, I knew it was kind of a no-no, but there was no rule saying it can't happen.
No.
That was his excuse.
And it's not
his defense.
That, but it's also that his wife's the head coach and he cheated on his wife.
That's messed up.
It's the same team.
And he's not wrong, right? Like, there's no law.
But
that's messed up.
There's
dude.
No law, but it's double, right? You can't hook up with someone on the team. You shouldn't. I don't know the rule.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't. But you also, that your wife's the head coach.
Right, but he's saying there's no rule.
He said, there's not a law saying I'm going to go to jail for something like this. There's nothing in stone. I mean, it's an ethics code. Like, we frown upon it, but there's no rule. There's no law broken.
This is what he's saying out loud.
Isn't that funny?
Steve and Amber have since filed for divorce. But it's so multi-layered because, one, it's just a dude who is hooking up with a person on the team. That's level one.
Yep.
A coach and a player. Ooh, bad. Number two, dude just cheats on his wife. Ooh, bad. Dude cheats on his wife who is... They're working together. She's his boss.
Ooh, bad.
Dude cheats with somebody on the team that his wife coaches that she's the boss of him. Ooh, bad.
It's messed up,
what
bro.
How old is he?
38.
And how's the player? Oh, okay. And, or the bowler.
I would assume that college age because it's a college team, so probably 20s.
No so, rule against
I'll
it.
Repeat what he said.
I'm going to Google it.
He poignantly said, there's not a law saying I'm going to jail for something like this. There's nothing in stone. I mean, it's an ethics code. Like, we frown upon it, but there's no rule being broken.
And the way you read it is exactly how I read it.
Yeah.
There's no rule.
I mean, I'm already under.
Yeah, I don't know. Law.
I mentioned Kevin Costner. Here's another one.
Oh, no. This never ends.
Christine Baumgartner is asking for $248,000 a month for child support.
How much?
$248,000 a month.
I mean, what, like what? That's groceries? That's the cost of groceries and rent?
No, but here's the thing about child support. You can't, this is my interpretation of the law. I don't have kids. I have kids that have gone through some, this is not Amy. I'm not saying this is Amy either. It's not you, I promise you.
So you weren't even looking at her.
I was not. But I could be talking about her if I was Lunchbox.
Exactly.
That's where it gets confusing.
Yes. You're supposed to have an opportunity for the kids to keep a lifestyle that's similar. So it shouldn't be that dad's broke and mom is super rich. So it's like, well, we hate going to dad's because he doesn't have good food. So where a lot of that child support comes in, it's not just because it costs that much to keep the kid clothed and fed. It's to keep a lifestyle similar.
Oh my goodness.
So they don't, have a huge drop off because it will affect the relationship with that parent.
There's a calculator for it per state, by state, like based on what you make.
I feel like you're pretty educated on this now. You jumping in, okay. Come on
no,
in.
Water, I mean, I'm water's just saying, warm. I don't tell know. I just know. Feel like at that point, though, that's like a.
Yeah, tell me
it's
what.
It's got to, you know, max out at some point.
But they say that $265,000 a month that she's asking for is not even really the most she could ask for.
Wow.
Yeah, because nice I just don't it. Know where. But they're a celebrity. They're in a different land than anything I have been exposed to.
I wasn't coming to you at all.
I know. I mean, okay. We don't.
What would you like to say?
There was just things you learn when you're in that process. And yes, it's the.
Was that somewhat accurate in my description of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, whether it's child support or in some people's cases, it may be alimony, like the lifestyle in which they are accustomed to, they have, you know, they get to keep living that way for a certain amount of time. There, it just depends on your agreement. Like it might be, I mean, till the kids are 18 and then the alimony might be, you know, set number of years or whatever.
So what if they live very humble? They got a lot of money, but they live very simple.
I think that's a different animal because...
Well, you have to make an itemized list of all of your expenses.
Say more.
Yeah. Huh?
So, yeah, I mean, if you're humble, well, like, there's...
I just want to say one more time. My initial reaction is to jump in and protect her. Honestly, guys,
I know this information because my parents got divorced.
No. You know it, though. We all know why you know it. But that's okay. I just want everybody to know I'm annoying because I come in to save Amy, and I do, and I don't want her to have to feel like she's pressured or anything. But when you do go, oh, I love it, and then I go, please tell us more. I'm just, thank you, and I'm going to stop doing that now.
So your lawyer may give you a form or like every single thing that you spend money on is
forever?
Calculated.
Or right
like,
then.
No, track it for like, you know, it's called discovery.
Well, then why not buy nothing?
Right.
Freaking go Gandhi hunger strike.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then they can look at past.
I thought you said they don't.
All kinds of, I didn't say that.
Well, you said itemize from then on.
Oh, well, they could look, they want you to track it, but they can also look at past spending, just like they look at past W-2s and like, you can't, because then you could, and they look at what bank accounts you have. And during discovery, you cannot open any new bank accounts. You cannot make any large purchases. You cannot do anything. Because then you would, whoever, like say you and Eddie are married and you're, Yeah.
I mean, okay. All right. Right. Go ahead,
And then you're in discovery because you're getting divorced or whatever. And then you go, you realize like, oh, okay, everything in our bank accounts is about to go 50-50. And I'm about to, we're not divorced yet. And I'm about to make this money and this money and this money. Well, I don't want it to go in the pot that's going to get split in half. So I'm going to go ahead and open this secret bank account over here and start depositing that money. And that's why they don't let you. Because
could you not call? She didn't do this, but could you not call me and say, hey, would you open this account and I'm going to get you this money and then you put it
in? I mean, you could probably finagle.
That's what I would do.
However you're earning the money, you could potentially say, hey, I'm going to do this work or whatever. Could you go ahead and pay me on, you know, August, whenever, you know, the divorce might be.
Do people do that?
Final. I have no idea.
We used to, growing up, be like, hey, I'm going to write you a check, but can you not cash it until a certain point? The same. Like, I get no money in my account. I'm going to write you this check. I promise you it'll be there by this point, so don't cash it until then. But that would be the opposite. Like, don't even pay me until I'm clear.
Yeah, but whenever you say the words, will you open an account for me? I think that's like shady.
No, don't say the words. Give me two winks and a nudge.
That means that.
Right.
I had a buddy of mine that did that, and he went to jail.
What?
In prison. He opened an account for some kind of shady stuff.
But that's shady. This is aiming at being shady. You're talking about something probably illegal.
No, dude. He just opened up an account.
No, that's not true. No one just opened up an account and went to jail.
For a buddy.
For what?
Hey, it's not illegal. I mean, it's against the ethics code. But
they were doing a pyramid scheme, but he's like, I'll just open the account for you.
Okay, but still, that's on him. If Amy said, hey, can I use one of your accounts to put money in?
That's shady. Already is shady.
I didn't say it wasn't shady, but like the guy said in the bowling, hey, I mean, it's ethics.
I don't know. I feel like people probably do it. I think there's probably so many.
Or I'd have people buy stuff for me.
People that do this all the time.
And pay them back.
Yes. Well, you can't. Inheritance.
That's money laundering.
No, it's not.
Stop saying things. That's not money laundering.
You sure?
Yes.
So inheritance cannot get touched. That's the only thing that's not, that the other spouse does not have access to 50-50.
Huh. If you would have said, hey.
They can even have access to your 401k.
Yeah, I would get
but
that.
I mean, that's
why I don't have one.
That's it? It's
just
a good reason.
Case.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, Ben and I kept ours respect. Like, he has his savings 401. Like,
oh, he's back.
Savings.
There
he's
is.
Back.
There
we're
he
on
is.
We're having a, this is a.
No, we're. It's okay.
But this is good, though.
We can move on to the.
Yeah.
His social.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, so how'd it go, bud?
Man, it's good. I talked to him.
About?
I couldn't figure out how to turn on the radio, so we had to chat the whole time. And he liked me.
How'd it go when you picked him up?
Well, I pulled up, and the valet came up, was like, oh, and I was like, nah, just picking up, man.
And cool then, like that? Did you look him in the eye and tell him?
Yeah, and he was like, I really like your shirt. And I was like, thanks, dude. And then that Richard guy came out.
Did you recognize him?
No.
You didn't look him up on Instagram? Like, see?
No, I did. I looked at a picture, and I was like, okay, cool. Kind of thought he was going to look like Barry Manilow.
How would you know what Barry Manilow looks like?
I've seen a picture.
Okay.
And that picture Abby showed me, she was like, this is him. And I was like, okay. And I think she showed me Barry Manilow on accident. And
Richard Marx is really good looking, though. He said he's almost 60.
That's crazy.
He is,
he's crazy
think,
good looking
crazy.
To be 60 years old.
And so then he came walking up and he's like, you're here to get me? And I was like, yeah, get on in, Mr. Marx.
Did you get out and open the door for him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Do you know how to unlock the door? Because it could be tricky in that car.
Oh, yeah. I just hit unlock. I mean, it was unlocked when he got in.
Did you push park and then it
Yeah, that's what it did. I put it in park because I was going to get out because I was like, I didn't see him. So I was going to walk in the lobby and be like, Richard!
Dick!
And,
Dick Marks!
And so he got in. I was like, you want to take this fast or slow or you want to go fast? And he was like.
You said that?
Yeah.
Do you want to go fast or do you want to go slow?
Yeah.
I feel like you're trying to make love to him.
Hey, there's no in between.
Do you take this?
And he goes.
You want a rough?
And he goes. And
you want a sensual or you want a rough, Mr. Marks?
That's a weird question, man.
No, because, you know, you got a fast car. And he was like, oh, we can just go the speed limit. And I was like, all right, cool. And then we started talking about, you know.
What did you talk about? What comes up?
We talked about, I said, so you just chill because you don't play till tomorrow? He's like, yeah, man, we're going to go to dinner at. And he said some restaurant. He goes, you ever been there? And he goes, it's delicious. And I was like, no, I've never been there, man. I've got three kids. He goes, oh, how old are they? And I told him 4, 3, and 1. He goes, oh, yeah, you can only go to Applebee's right now.
That's funny.
And I was like, yeah. And he goes, but trust me, he goes, in a couple years, your kids are going to be buying you beers. I got three sons, and we are best friends. We hang out all the time. They buy me drinks. If I want something good, I have to buy it myself. And then we just talked about that. And then on the way back, I said, man, you're kind of a big deal, huh? I said, I didn't really know who you were.
You said that.
Yeah. I said, I don't really follow music, so I didn't know you were.
Is that all? Not a brand, not a type of music, just music at all.
Yeah, yeah. I said, and you were talking, you know, I said, oh, about Lionel Richie.
Let me ask you a question, though, before you get on this. Did he know that you were part of the show when you picked him up, or did he just think you were a driver? Or, like,
he didn't address it.
Because when you walked
all.
In, because you just sat in the glass, you stood in the glass room for a minute, then he came in and sat down, and then you walked to your seat and sat down, and then you never looked at him. So we wondered what that understanding was.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I looked at him for a minute, but then I started doing something. I don't know.
Okay.
And then.
Well, we know what you were doing.
What was I doing?
Yesterday, you were looking at some weightlifting chick that eats 7 meals a day and is like in a bikini.
Yeah, because I was going to send it to you guys and say, hot or not, I'm going to play a game.
I don't know if you're doing that. But anyway, go ahead. So you're taking it back. And you didn't leave to get up. We had to tell you to. Lunchbox, you have to take him back.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. And so then we. And I had to back out because he can't really fit in the car, like, because Eddie parks a little bit over the line. So he can't really open the passenger door. So I had to back out, and then he had to get in.
Was that awkward?
It was a little weird.
Yeah. He get in the back or the front?
No, front, because he kept trying to reach for it, and I kept backing up a little bit because I was trying to. And so I told him.
He does the thing where he drives off a little. He tries to get in.
You're trying to mess with him?
You know how you do that with your friends? Like, yeah, when they got to grab it, drive funny. Up a little bit. So I did that a little bit.
You did do that?
Yeah. When I was reversing.
Did he last?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay. That's funny. Okay. Yeah.
So then we start talking about that, you know, like just him being famous. I was like, and so what's it like? I said, because I'm kind of going through that with now, like, with how did you handle your kids?
You're relating to him now.
Yeah, I was like, you know, with your kids and being in the spotlight, and like, and he was like, oh, we were real protective. Like, no one was allowed to take pictures of my kids until they were old enough to agree that, hey, if they want to take my picture, they can take my picture. But he goes, yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm kind of dealing with right now, is like how to handle the kids situation.
He didn't have social media, though, with his kids back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just talked about that, and we talked about Lionel Richie.
You tell him Lionel Richie was really boring when you saw him?
Yeah.
You did tell him that?
I did. I said, man, I went to go see Tina and Lionel Richie in concert, and let me tell you, Lionel opened for her, and I was like, this guy is so boring, get him off the stage.
You said that after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, he goes, I can see how when they went on tour together, he goes, I didn't really understand that because Lionel's show is a little more like just kind of slow, and Tina's is boom. And then he told me he toured with Tina back in 1990 in
That's
Germany.
That's awesome. Did you ask him questions about that?
Yeah, and he was like, and just watching her from side stage was just the most unbelievable thing I ever got to. He was like, it was just breathtaking. That's and he cool. goes, and it's really cool you got to see her live. She was amazing.
That's super cool. You're 1 degree from Tina Turner.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we talked about.
And then what about when he left? What happened?
He opened the door. He's like, hey, man, have a good one. Enjoy those kids. And I was like, all right, take it easy, man. And then I was like, we'll grab drinks later. But he didn't respond to that.
He was just making a joke?
Yeah, he didn't respond
no
to that.
No number exchanges?
Nah, nothing like that.
It's a pretty good story, though.
The
Tina Turner thing's cool.
So cool. Yeah, I mean, all over Germany.
I'd have taken an extra left just to ask him more questions.
Yeah, you said you were going to take him down Broadway. You didn't do that?
No, because Broadway, they have the bridge closed.
Oh.
And so I would have had to go real. Traffic was getting pretty hairy.
What? First time driving an electric car or no?
Yeah, that was weird. It was kind of crazy. I put it in reverse, and that's how it turned on. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, you don't turn it on and off. So like, when I drive a car, like the Bronco is not electric, obviously. So sometimes I just leave it on and get out.
Uh-uh.
I'm so used to it. I'll be like, oh, God, I got to go turn the thing off.
I did call Scuba and say, hey, man, I can't really go in the lobby of the hotel and look for him because I don't know how to turn the car off. But then once I put it in park, it turned off. I didn't realize that.
Not quite.
Oh, really? You have to turn it off?
Don't make sure it's off.
Oh, boy.
Interesting. Car goes, did you go fast?
No, because I asked him if he wanted to go fast.
Oh. Speed limit.
But on your own.
Oh, you went to get him.
No, because there was traffic. I mean, there were so many stoplights. It was stupid. I didn't get to open it up on the highway.
Would you have gone fast?
Yeah. I mean, you could feel the power.
I've never gone fast in it.
Yeah. And then what else did we talk about? We talked about, there's some other interesting stuff. Oh, he's going on tour. He's going to Japan and
we
China.
We talked about that on the show, yeah.
No, no. But
you remember that?
But, Osaka. Remember no, I said our show's
on the show?
Osaka.
Do you
You're
remember
not listening.
That?
I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, exactly. And
I was like, man, what's it? Do you love it over there? He goes, some cities I like. Other cities, nah. But he says he just has a huge following over there, and he's going to go over there for like 3 weeks. That's pretty cool. That's about all we talked about. I talked to him about Chicago because that's where my parents grew up.
He sounds like you guys had a bunch of conversation. He goes, nothing. And then all of a sudden, it's, yeah. I saw a meme yesterday that was like, a mom was like, I asked my kindergartner how school was today if she did anything, and she said, we didn't do anything. And then she saw a picture of her on Instagram like an hour later holding an alligator.
that's kind of
what this is here. He's like, oh, he didn't really say anything. He's got 9 great stories here.
Yeah, but... Yeah, he cool dude.
You like him?
Yeah. And I was like, so do you just go out? Like, I was like, do you get mobbed in public? He goes, not anymore. He goes, it used to be where I get mobbed. And he goes, it was all pretty cool. Because there was a couple times he got a little hairy where there's too many people. He goes, but I mean, you just got to understand, I was 23, 24. It was awesome back then. He goes, now, maybe one person will be like, oh, you're that guy that sings the song. And he's like, and I said, what are you going to do today? He goes, I'll be in my life, probably go get some lunch and maybe go for a hike.
You know who he's married to, right?
No.
Daisy Fuentes.
What?
He is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
What?
If you would have known that.
Oh, my God.
Dang, I'd have been like, you're married to her? Mm-hmm. She was singled out, right? On MTV?
Yeah, she was on MTV.
Yeah.
Or was that Carmen
Electra?
No,
she was on
MTV
for sure. I don't know if it was singled out, but she was MTV for sure.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
He used to be married to the girl from Dirty Dancing. She was
Jennifer Grey?
No, yeah. Cynthia Rhodes, I think was her name. But in the movie, she's the one that baby had to get her dad.
Man, how great would that have been if Daisy Fuentes got in the car?
Yeah.
How great. What would you have done?
Like, whoa, you're Daisy Fuentes.
And that would have been true.
Dang, Daisy's 56 now.
You really nailed that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was fun. It was a fun day, huh? And some of the interviews I have back next week. I'm sure get into this all, but that's behind the scenes.
You want to ask him the question?
Oh, yeah, like why?
About his eyes?
He looks...
You guys told me. I didn't know this.
I'll ask him. So what's the deal?
By the way, I didn't know this. I didn't bring it up. Hey, will you look at me? Thanks.
What?
I didn't know this.
I was trying to see what Daisy Fuentes did.
He's just scrolling up and down like a
killer. I didn't know this. They brought it up. I have nothing to say. This is not me, but go ahead, Eddie.
So we've noticed, Lunchbox, that
for years
you have a hard time making eye contact with people. Like, for example, when we have artists or whatever in here, like, you don't look at them. You just kind of get on your computer, scroll up, scroll down.
Well, because, I mean, I don't really need to hear what they're saying.
But why are you looking at the chair now like they're in it?
They're not talking to me.
He's literally looking at the chair, staring at it.
Right. But you couldn't do that while there was an artist there.
I looked at him for a minute, and then I was like, all right, he's talking too much. I'm going to move on.
And then, like, if you and I are having an argument over something, you will look at Amy while you're arguing with me.
Well, it's hard for me to turn my body to look at you.
It's a physical thing.
Yeah, like, it's just hard. Like, you have a better angle than me to look like this. My mic is over here on my right side. And so I have to turn my whole body to look back at you.
Interesting.
Amy, do you...
Like, I can look at
Amy.
Yeah, I can look this way a lot easier than I can look to my left.
What about an example of, like, I think of our boss, Julie, when she comes to town. Mm. When I've seen you talk to her, like, you can't look at her in the eyes.
You don't look at her.
I don't really talk to her.
But I've heard other bosses, too, be like, why doesn't Lunchbox look at me in the face when I talk?
I don't know. Yeah. I talked to the boss.
The face is ugly or what?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, the boss
is... Does it feel awkward to look at someone in the eyes?
No, I'd look at people in the eyes.
But
it's
maybe
just...
someone...
So
that...
this is what it all boiled down to. I didn't know this. They're saying it. I'm the only one who had your bag, for the record. Go back and listen to it.
Probably won't, but...
Okay, well, if you wanted...
I'm just saying, I probably won't.
And they weren't not having your back. I was just like, I never noticed that.
I was just stating it.
Not a bad thing.
No, it's just like, Eddie, like...
No, but even when we're not on mics... Like, you will look at someone else while you're talking to me.
It maybe is one of those things where, you know, you don't know that you do it.
Yeah, sure.
All that to say, then one of them said.
Probably Eddie, because the way he laughed.
I don't think it is, because it wasn't anybody making fun of you.
I would have said.
I didn't talk about your shoulders.
It wasn't like, he can't do Macarena.
Right,
no, it wasn't that at all.
Not that.
All right.
They said maybe his feud, we'll not say who it is, but your feud, right, is because you don't look at people in the eye. And this feud happened because they're like, look at me in the eye when you meet a man.
No, that wasn't what happened. The feud was, you don't walk by another man and not shake their hand.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Again, I was the only one that had your back.
Wow, that is different, isn't it?
Totally different.
Hey,
100% different.
Just remember.
But yeah.
Maybe I'll argue with you to your face. But
like when you talk to Morgan, you look over at Morgan over there?
Sure, of course. Hey, Morgan.
Yeah,
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'm talking to someone, I look at them in the
face.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
Because like when we're on air, usually you're talking, like if you're talking about
Eddie.
I'm not
talking about on air.
He's not talking about on air. He's not a human.
Talking about in person.
Oh, in person I talk to people in their eyes.
Nah, I'll put it out
next time. Talk to them in their eyes.
Yeah, I look at their eyes. Whatever you want to call it, I look at their eyes.
I don't know that you don't.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, I may be distracted by my phone while I'm talking to you or something, or I'm just looking for a way to get out.
Yeah.
Like with the bosses, I mean.
What do you want to say about this? Because you are close, but you're not in the room, so you're not doing the microphone, but you're just real life with him.
He does do that oddly sometimes. Not with me.
for whatever reasons, he looks me in the eyes, but I have noticed, and we've gotten in disagreements back in the day with sore losers, he would just look at a wall.
While he's arguing with you.
On the air, though, or off?
Off the air.
Off the air. He would just he'd go full wall.
It's interesting, man. It's interesting.
Hey.
It's not bad.
No.
I've never noticed it.
I never said it's bad.
Yeah.
You're the one that keeps saying it's not bad. Like, well, you're trying to justify it.
I just want to make sure you know we're not, like, it's just, no, I'm not we worried. All have our things. Hey,
they didn't have your back?
We all have our things.
You guys act like I'm worried about it.
No, I know you're not worried about it.
You ain't worried about a dang thing.
Nope.
This guy here.
No, he
ain't worried about nothing.
All good.
He ain't worried about a dang thing. Nope. There's some things to be worried about, but this ain't it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it my wife. Like, when I get in an argument, because I'm just like, all right, I'm annoyed with this, so I'll just look at the wall, like, all right, we don't need to talk.
But do you start? It looking at the wall.
Oh yeah, no. I start by looking at her, and then if we say the same thing twice, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna look at the wall.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what she would say.
And what does the wall do for you?
Well, she gets mad. She's like, why can you? I'm like, I'm done talking about it.
Like, why can't you look at me? Is that what she says?
She goes, you're not even looking at me. I'm like, well, I've already said what I need to say.
But what does that have to do with your eyes?
Well, what if
that's what I'm saying. Like, but she's going to say the same thing she just said. So it's like, all right, wait, gotcha. I don't need to look at you to hear the exact same point.
He's got some problems. This ain't one of them. We got no problems. Wall in one.
The wall in one. Yeah.
Okay, I got like three quick things I want to say.
Yeah.
What a day, though, huh?
A great day.
What a day.
Great day.
Yeah. What a day.
Oh, maybe that dude just texted me.
Oh, yeah? He's like, hey, wherever you are.
No.
You want to come hike with me and my wife?
He doesn't have your number.
Well, I thought maybe he asked Scuba for it, but no.
Scuba, did Richard Marks ask for Lunchbox's number?
No, he did not.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, today's last day. If you want to get some Pimp and Joy stuff to have for 4th of July, you can have it at any time. But we don't keep any of the money, and it's going for United States Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankin, building a home for heroes. We're trying to build him a home. All the money will go to him. He's had 70 surgeries throughout his recovery, but that's up at bobbybones.com. I did want to mention this. Quickly, because this is a story I've tried to get to, but we've just been, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't say this often. We've been rocking this week. It's been funny as crap. In some weeks, I haven't been sick. Amy's been sick too, but I still feel like they've been some. I've left here going, man, that was funny today. But it doesn't matter. There's just some segments.
No, go ahead. Say which one.
No, it's not about you. It's not about you.
Oh, probably.
No, it wasn't.
Probably.
It literally wasn't about you.
No, it's probably a segment that I was contributing to the funny.
You contributed all segments of the
funny. That's what I'm saying.
No, but it wasn't going to, anyway.
You didn't want to make them feel bad by pointing out how funny I've
been.
That's not
the problem. No, it can, regardless. There's the new Airbnb of fashion, they're calling it. There's a new app that wants to help you rent out your closet and save the planet. People can rent, you have pictures of. I like that. $20, they wear it.
That's cool.
They bring it back.
You should do that.
Oh my gosh, it's like Rent the Runway, but.
But each peer to peer.
Hey, I'll run it for you.
I'm not doing this. I don't
people, you should totally do this.
I don't want people coming to my house.
Oh. No, I'll meet them.
I had a hoodie in my car.
You can probably have a meetup spot.
What?
I had a red hoodie in my car.
I don't know. Mayor Richard took it.
How hilarious if Richard's wearing my red hoodie. Hey, Abby, did you get a hoodie out of my car?
Yeah, it's in the trunk.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, no, my wet golf gloves?
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I don't know. Yeah, I put it on
there. Right, for sure those gloves are still wet.
For sure, and that's brand new. I just got it. And open it this morning.
Yeesh.
Oh, shoot. I can go check.
Do you have the keys?
No, I got the keys, man.
Yeah, would you go?
You haven't given them back.
Would you just pull it out of there?
Yeah.
I was going to wear that somewhere right after this. I was going to switch shirts. So there's a new app, and that's what they want to do. It's called By Rotation. It's in the UK, but they're going to do it here. And so it's that. It's you see it, you want to get it, you can go get it, rent it from them.
Dang.
You have to put your credit card down, because if you ruin it,
you don't bring it back.
The whole thing, right. Or you don't bring it back.
But
I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might do that.
All those clothes you gave Eddie, he's going to start renting.
I mean, I was thinking about it. I got a lot of golf shirts.
I don't think that would be a thing someone would rent.
No one's
for a round play golf for a quick nine.
No.
I don't think they're going to come.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can rent, lend, or sell.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. That's that.
Well, what is lend?
Borrow. Why would
you lend it if you can charge
maybe,
for it?
Maybe it's
like a barter thing. Like you lend something and then you have like a lend point and you get
Stush, you're a slogan for my Instagram that she wants to run, adding links. She says she's helping the followers. She goes, if they click on the links, that helps her. She's like, you help me, I help you.
Yeah, I did. I replied to it and said, yes.
You help me?
More for Stashira. Justice
you.
For Stashira is what I said.
So
justice.
Lending.
Yes. And then finally today, we did a pre-sale yesterday for Comedically Inspirational tickets.
and we're doing, they're putting up new Nashville ones at least by tomorrow morning. This is what Morgan One just said. They just released those 50 Nashville OS tickets. Mm-hmm, gone. Mm-hmm. But there's a queue, lots of traffic, such a queue, people can't buy them. I don't know if that's for my tickets or not. I don't know if I'm going full Taylor Swift on them. And something tells me the site's just got a problem more than it is people fighting to get those tickets. But they should be up at some point today if you go want to get them. It's the last 50 tickets. Usually we hold. I just don't want to hold them because I don't need them. But yeah, this ticket's going on sale tomorrow. So there's that. 10 a.m. local time. Okay, that's it. Everybody good?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Lunchbox, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Definitely. Close your ears, Lunchbox. Hey, Mike.
Close your ears, dude.
Big employee of the month points today. Just let's just keep that. All right, unplug your ears, Lunchbox.
Damn.
What? Huh?
Just kidding.
What'd you say?
What in the world are you doing?
She took his mask off.
You said unplug your ears, Lunchbox, and I'm like, unplug your ears, Dan.
Is that weird when he calls you your name?
Yeah, that was
really weird. I don't call Lunchbox anything but Lunch.
Ever.
That was like Clark Kent, huh?
Yeah. And then you walked out and Ray goes, well, Richard just pulled the cape off Lunchbox, didn't he?
Yeah, that was weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah, man, that felt weird.
Why would anyone even say that's who was picking him up? Why not be Jason?
I don't know why Scuba did.
Abby maybe told his LA people.
But why not say Lunchbox? I guess maybe you don't want Lunchbox coming to get you.
As your driver, that'd be
weird.
Yeah,
it's like, we're sending T-Bone over to pick up your boy.
I don't know, Jason.
We're sending over our guy, Jockett. She'll be there at 2.
I guess that's, what are some of your other characters?
Jason Gibbles.
Jason.
What would you prefer that who they say?
Lunchbox, and then if not, Jason Gibble.
Jason Gibble's for your human name, if it's somebody like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, Nico Jackson.
Nico.
Or but if
you have to talk
Hughes.
Like that, they'll
right,
like,
right.
I'm here to pick up Richard. How do you do it?
Nico.
Richard Mark is here.
Nico. Hello, Richard.
Is your name Richard Mark?
We're just going to drive right up this road right here.
All right, we're going to go. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.